Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sarim, Biyak, Shom, Leah, Pasitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar and Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in Mudalaf says that one of the simonim, of the signs of the Zohar, is that we have a tselem, you have a statue, holding a ball. And what's the idea? Shetoifes is atzwa tachas kol ha'olam kulo kekodur. He's holding the entire world, which is the ball, in his hands. Tosfos says over here, he mentions, sha'olam ha'olam. Because the world is round. It's a circle. It's a ball. And he brings a Yerushalmi that says the same thing. So this is one of the sources in Chazal. The Chazal knew that the world is round. Something that the scientists didn't find out until later. Chazal already knew that the world is ugly. The world is round. There's other Mekoyris to this in Chazal. Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar. In Vayikra, Dafyu, Damudalef. They say it Mamish clearly. They say that kol yeshuvo mizgalgalo bigulo, the entire place, entire earth, is a circle. It's going around and around, kakadur, like a ball. Ilin letato ve'ilin neilo. Some people are living in the bottom of the ball, the bottom of the circle, and some of them living on top. And continue on, it says ve'kayim ve'kayimah k'shari nosha, all sitting in their place. And it's fine. Ve'aldo yisatar b'yeshuvo kadnai le'ilin choshech le'ilin. There is a place, you know, there are different areas in the world. Some areas is day, while the other areas is night. There is a place, the kuliyamam, it's always day. There's only night. Only a very short amount of time. We're speaking here about the Arctic. So Chazal are describing the earth as we know it, and we talk about years before the world knew all these details. Another Chazal speaks about it as the Medrash, Bamidbar Rabbo, Perek Yud Gimel, Parsha Yud Daled, which is very similar to the Yerushalmi that Tosfos mentions. And the Medrash there brings our Gemara that says that when the Avodah Zarah is holding on to HaKadur, so it shows he's holding on to the world. And Chazal tells, Sha'olam Asui Kekadur, because the world looks like a circle, looks like a ball. And the Medrash goes on to say that Alexander Mogdon, he went up, he took a bird and went up and he saw that the world was round. Interesting enough, based on this, there's a shayla the Chasam Sofer brings it in Tshuva in Yeridos Simon Reish Lamedalt. But really, the Ramchal addresses it in the Adir B'morim Chelak Aleph Amud Reish Lamedei. And that is, it says, the Eretz Yisrael Gvoya Mikol Ha'arotzis. Eretz Yisrael is the highest place in the world. So ask the Chasam Sofer, ask the Ramchal, but if the world is round, so there's nothing higher than anything else. It depends which point of the circle you are. So what does it mean, the Eretz Yisrael Gvoya Mikol Ha'arotzis? So they both say the same answer. They say, in this, when you have a ball, when you have a circle, it depends which part is the most important one. Whatever is the most important one, whatever is the source of everything else, that you'll put on top. And everything else will be below it. So in Chazal telling us, Yerushalayim is the highest place in the world, it means the Yerushalayim belongs, when you look at the ball, when you look at the circle of the world, you put Yerushalayim in the top spot, because from there the whole world came, it's the most important place in the world, that's how you look at the Yerushalayim is on top. Now, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Gilyoni HaShas, on Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei, he says that the world believes today that the earth is a circle, is round, and that it looks like a ball. So he says that Mashmos the Gemara Chagig is not Mashra this way, and also the Vilna Gaon is not Mashra this way. Before we go into the Vilna Gaon, continues the Reis of Engel and says, but look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, our Gemara, and look at the Medrash that we mentioned, and look at Sefer HaZoyar. And all these places, it says that the world is kakadur, is round. So he just points out that there's a question over here. Now, what is the Vilna Gaon that he's referring to? There's a sefer called the Liyos Eliyahu, which is a biography on the Gro. And there in a footnote is brought down that the Gro held that the world is not round. How do we know that? Because in his Pirush on Tikkunim, he said, Haaretz is a ribua, it's a square. Because it says in the pasuk, "Le'achoyz bekanfos ha'aretz," will hold on to the edges of the earth. That means it's not round, because the round has no edges. Has to be the oldest square. So that's the question. That's the ha'ara that Elias Siler is speaking about, and that's what Gilyoni HaShas refers to. So my Rebbe Yomer Shapir Zitzal explained, and it's printed in the Sefer he put out last summer, Nechus Siyomo on the Gadis Rav Bachano, in the footnote over there. So what the Vilna Gaon means to say is that when Earth is a circle. Earth is round. But the Eretz in the world, the part of the world which is Yabosha, which is land, that's not round. If I look at the Yabosha only, I look at land only, on dry land only, that's really not round. It's a square. I mean, it's flat. Just because the world has so many oceans, and the oceans are circular, so that makes the world into a circle. The pasuk that says "lachzik b'kanfos haaretz" refers to the land only. So the land mitzad atzmo is merubah, and that has to do with what he goes to explain there. The api machshava, the land has to be square with some mokum bnei adam, and the circular is the place where human beings don't belong to. And that's why the ocean is circular, where the land is flat, and that's why the world in general becomes a circle because of the ocean, which is the majority of the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email, so what's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.